I'm speaking to Professor Stephen Betchley. She is a scientist for climate change and risk assessment at the Department of Agriculture in the Western Cape. A warm welcome to you on our program.
Thank you, Heather, and good day to everybody.
Professor Stephen, please tell the listeners a little bit more about the symposium.
This is the 10th symposium on irrigation of horticultural crops. So this particular working group within the International Society for Horticultural Science, they meet every few years. So this is the 10th time they're meeting. And this time it's going to be in Stellenbosch in South Africa for the first time. So it focuses on all the horticultural crops and very much a big focus on vineyards, on wine grapes, on table grapes, on deciduous fruit industry. So apples, pears, peaches, and then of course citrus. All the horticultural crops are included, some of the berries, for example. And so it's quite a diverse range of scientists and with their interests that are coming from all over the world. And it's going to be held in Stellenbosch at the Stias Conference Center. And it's going to be run from the end of January, so the 29th of January, until the 2nd of February.
How many people are you expecting to attend the event?
We're still finalizing the numbers, but at the moment it looks like we're going to have more than 140 people, possibly 150 delegates from all over the world, many, many different countries across the world.
Professor Stephanie, who are some of the key partners in this event?
So the key partners are, first of all, the ANCA, which is the Department of Agriculture in the Western Cape, who are hosting this, but together with our partners at Stellenbosch University and also University of Pretoria. So the three conveners are from those three institutions. But then we also have on the organizing committee, the University of the Free State is represented, and the Agricultural Research Council. And then, of course, we partner. We do this under the auspices of the International Society for Horticultural Science, and they're also partners. They also support us in hosting this event. And then, of course, we have a range of sponsors who help us to actually make this happen. And I might just want to mention our platinum sponsor, Metafim, has really come to the party to help us make this into a really good, scientifically solid and international event that everybody's looking forward to.
Professor Stephanie, what is the outcome do you hope to achieve with this event?
So this is a meeting of scientists, of people all over the world doing research on irrigation. So anything to do with actual irrigation technology, irrigation scheduling, water management. And these scientists are doing research in their various countries. They come together to share what they've found, share or discuss problems that they have or new projects that they want to start, new ideas. And so we're really hoping at the end to make sure that our research agenda worldwide is practical, that it is relevant to our farmers, our irrigation farmers, that it's technologies and practices that they can then implement on their farms and to help them achieve better results, better productivity, hopefully with less water, and in that way also contribute towards dealing with things like climate change, where many of these countries are dealing with dwindling water resources and having to achieve growth in agriculture with ever less water. So that is what we're trying to achieve. In the end, it's all about what the farmers can then do on their farms that is practical, that is going to work, that is tested and supported by science.
What are the delegates also going to attend during this symposium?
So the delegates will also be going on a field excursion where we'll be visiting three farms where science or research has shown that various technologies work and can work to help farmers with their irrigation practices to save water. For example, either through what they call ultra-low-flow drip irrigation or, for example, by measuring plants and the way they experience stress and then scheduling your irrigation according to what the plants are experiencing. So very precision, what they call precision agriculture, and we're going to show them some of these examples that have worked in the Western Cape.
Professor Stephanie, where can you be contacted for further information?
People who are interested can just contact me, and I'm happy to give my email address. It's stephanie.midgley@westerncape.gov.za, or they can phone me on my cell phone. It's 083-652-9062.